Gino Poulin worked at Shaw's service station in Manchester for 20 years, and when his boss retired in 1999, he bought it. It wasn't too long after that he started getting legal notices in the mail, saying he was being sued because of pollution at the Beatty Waste Oil facility, which had been closed since 1994.
In my eyes, I never contributed an ounce, not even a vialful.
Poulin went to court, but in the end, he says he had to pay $10,000. For him, the whole situation is unreal.
Here I am in a predicament where if I was to pay all this money up to what they want right now, what my lawyer fees are, I would be bankrupt.
He says the most absurd part is the Beatty site was licensed by the state, listed as a place to send waste oil. Poulin and thousands of other businesses, towns, and individuals who disposed of oil there were playing it by the rules but are still on the hook to clean it up.
It's what is called cradle to grave.
Welcome to Superfund Law.
No matter how many places it goes to along the way, they draw you back into it.
Lawyer Sherilyn Young represented many of those who were surprised to find themselves liable. These laws were designed to go after major industrial polluters to make sure their hazardous waste was being disposed of responsibly. But thanks to the records at Beatty, EPA had a list of 3,400 entities who had contributed 275 gallons or more. And Young says many, many of them were like Poulin, small mom-and-pop businesses, which she calls an unintended consequence.
I can't tell you how many hours I spent talking to these people on the phone, explaining to them, yes, it sounds unfair, but it doesn't matter.
Of course, the biggest fish are bearing most of the cost. The biggest contributors to the site form the Beatty Group, which is spending $50 million to purify the groundwater and the soil of the site. There are many familiar names, ExxonMobil, the U.S. Navy, Cumberland Farms, and Ryder Truck Rental, to name a few. Greg Howard is spokesman for the Beatty Group.
The way the Superfund laws work, we are the deepest pockets that are able to help with the remediation.
But here's another quirk of Superfund law. The EPA made over 1,000 settlements with the small fish, the local garages. Yet many, like Gene Poulin, didn't settle with regulators. And that didn't go well.
So who came after you? Was it the state that came after you for this money?
It was lawyers for Beatty Waste Oil, I guess is what he was.
That's right. The Beatty Group got to collect from the holdouts. It sued 227 parties, and while it won't discuss details of litigation, lawyer Sherilyn Young heard the group started by demanding around double what the EPA originally sought. Young says it was a real mess that involved mediators, federal judges, and many lawyers.
Hours and hours of negotiations to try to bring settlement and to find some fairness in the midst of the madness.
There is a lot more to this story. For instance, the town of Plastow is appealing to the Supreme Court a decision to devalue the property to $200 and trying to get Beatty to pay back taxes owed by the previous owner. The bottom line is that everyone involved is unhappy to have to deal with the site. And it's no surprise. A Superfund is like having a roommate destroy their room in an apartment and then move out. Everyone left to deal with the mess is likely to start pointing fingers. But ultimately, the room gets cleaned.
So this spring we installed, there's 7 extraction wells, 6 of which were installed this spring.
Today at the Beatty site, the oil drums are gone, some saturated soils have been scraped away, and a water filtration plant stands at the center of the property. Plastow Selectwoman and neighbor Michelle Curran says it's come a long way.
Finally, things are being done. This is amazing, and hopefully we can get it back on the tax map and have not a hazardous waste site in our backyard.
It will be a decades-long process to purify the groundwater and to steam contamination out of the deep soils. So while Beatty may have left collateral damage along the way, this site, one of 20 in the state, is getting clean. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.